Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Brutal place to work.
Hey, listen.
Gain a couple of pounds, all of a sudden you become a big 3 o'clock.
Listen, 211. Get to stepping.
By the way, you know what I love about the Rams wagers we've made?
One I am scarred by your dreams are the Rams' nightmare.
Kev, so you guys have bet a total of $15,000 mythical dollars on me weighing more than 195 for Rams opening day.
Correct.
You've also bet $15,000 mythical dollars that I will paint my face.
Or we think you won't.
Right.
You say you will. Yeah.
So I can actually, I have nothing at risk here. I can
correct.
Only gain. It's these are like great
you
bets
could make
for me.
$30,000.
I could make $30,000.
No. You don't make any of the money.
Sure I do.
No, you don't.
What do you mean?
The
I'm the
195?
One that's doing everything. Are you kidding me?
Okay,
I'm the
wait
one that's doing everything.
So wait, okay, so we can subtract. Wait a minute, Greg. Don't give this up.
I'm not giving this up. That you made a bet.
That means we can subtract it from his total.
Well, that's
wait
the
a
thing. Well, yes. See, no.
You
either
at the window. You already at the window. Nobody. Ever
no,
said
no, no.
Me
this is how bets work.
You can't have it both ways. If you want, see, well, these are bets that we just made about you.
About you.
If
you
want to, if you want to engage us, you're welcome to do that.
Yeah, but I should get the money.
No,
right. But then
absolutely
you
not. I should get your money.
Do the Rams get the money when you bet on them?
I will give it to you if you want to bet directly with me. But then you lose it if you don't.
Right.
You can't make a wager that has no risk.
Who's the third guy in the studio who's
this is
nodding
Tyler.
His head with a with a Cheshire grin?
Greg's brother.
Yeah.
No, this is Tyler
you,
Whitman.
Wait,
he's
do you
new.
Want that? You want? Do you want to be on the hook for this money right now? You're not.
195 is tough.
Right.
Shut up.
And Jorge bet $30,000 that you're not
yes,
going to hit it.
God, is it reasonable to guess that I could get down that? Like, what would I have to do?
That's 16 pounds.
16 pounds in a month.
Little
more
than a month.
Little more than a month.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's got
really
August,
not,
September 8th.
That's totally not good for you, is it?
I lost 18 pounds, 17 pounds, 18 days.
I know, but you were eating.
I just married myself to the diet. I'm a rule follower.
Crumbles
though.
With hot water.
Oh, it was
in them.
Astronaut food. Oh, yeah, it was
yeah,
worse
it was terrible,
than that.
Terrible, terrible. I don't know if it's even.
It's not healthy.
You don't get
probably.
The face paint money. Either. Oh, actually, you do get the face paint money.
No. If he doesn't
he does.
Do it, then he has to.
Yeah,
pay
the
out.
Third guy in the studio is nodding, so it must be him. He must
no,
be
no.
Right.
Okay, if you want to be on the hook for all of it, yeah, then we'll give you the money.
That guy is the smartest guy in that room, I think.
Bergman's brother. Yeah.
The new guy.
Pretty low bar.
I mean, it really is.
Smartest guy in that room.
But no, but are you going to be? Are you going to take the money?
Greg and some guy. I'll take the guy.
Yeah, give me some guy for the win.
Stop
yeah.
trying to deflect. Stop trying to deflect and just say, are you going to be on the hook for the money or not?
Which money?
All of it.
Well, there's two different bets.
Well, the face paint, if you don't do it, you owe each of us $5,000.
God, am I
that's
gonna
that's a thing. That's already happening.
Right, now, but if you
Juan will friggin' kill me if I go to that game in face paint.
Exactly.
That's the part of it.
But now, are you on? You're either on the hook for all the money.
Well, that
or
one's
you're
already
not.
Bet. That we've already gone. To, we've already
you
gone to the ticket
okay, now,
for that.
So
one.
So what we're arguing about is: do you want the weight loss bet to come out of your money, or we're just betting?
You're just
against
betting
the
on,
house.
You're just betting against the house on that.
Yeah.
Because I think it would actually be really unhealthy to lose 16 pounds in
a month. Not
in
at
a
all.
Month.
Bergman,
oh,
who just hit a home run for the
month?
Dodgers?
Trey Turner did earlier.
Okay.
Trey Turner hit one. Dodgers are up, by the way. Seventh inning stretch, 5-2. Trey Turner and Mookie Betts have both homered for the Dodgers.
By the way, if the Dodgers win this game, they'll have swept the Giants in San Francisco for the first time since 1977.
Wow.
No. On a four-game series.
Dodgers look so good. Now, the Padres look really good last night. Juan Soto.
Yeah, this series this weekend should be great.
Oh, it should
is
be.
It, Greg, is it three games? Friday,
three
Saturday,
games.
Sunday?
Yep. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And Sunday is Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN, right?
Nice. Yeah.
So are you on the hook or not?
For which one?
You're already on the hook for the face paint.
Not for the weight.
Okay, then you're out.
Yeah, I'm out. Right.
So it's just against the house.
That doesn't mean I'm not going to try like hell.
It does.
What did you say, Jorge?
The reset.
No, I'm talking.
Yeah, you're talking.
Donuts tonight is what's happening.
Yeah, no, I'm not eating donuts again until after the Rams opener when I go with my face painted.
The day before the Rams opener, John, you should bring your scale.
Okay.
Oh.
I can do that.
Oh, you guys are serious.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're not going on the honor system here.
No, thought you'd just be like, look at me, I'm 180.
I didn't realize this was a real thing, bringing a scale in.
Yeah.
I feel like...
How else are we supposed to get the bet done?
Yeah, all right, so yeah, that's fine. Do it the day of, I'll need that
you know what we should do?
Do it the day of the game.
Okay.
You should bring the scale tomorrow, too, just so we have a baseline.
Yeah,
okay.
Do that.
All right, done.
Look at your face.
Sometimes I really hate you guys. All right. So, John, you came across some sound. We talked before about Aaron Rodgers and the fact that he, during the offseason, has spent a lot of time using a substance called ayahuasca, which is from, I think it's from Native American culture.
It's a hallucinogenic.
Yes. So it's like shrooms.
It's got DMT. I'm shocked that this is not on the prohibited list for the NFL, but it obviously isn't because he openly talks about it in this podcast. And somebody asked him, okay, why do you take ayahuasca? And here's what he said.
To me, one of the core tenets of your mental health is that self-love. And that's what ayahuasca did for me. It was... help me see how to unconditionally love myself. And it's only in that unconditional self-love that then I'm able to truly be able to unconditionally love others. And what better way to work on, for me and my own, this is my own belief, but what better way to work on my mental health than to have an experience like that?
Interesting.
Yep.
What is, oh, love.
He loves himself.
By the way, he talked earlier this week about what keeps him going. Love. Love of the game. Love
okay,
of his teammates.
But here's where I disagree with him. I don't even like myself. He's talking about the only way you can love other people. I love lots of other people. But I don't love myself.
You're acting like that's something you should love yourself.
Right, but I don't. He said, Aaron Rodgers said the only way
to love other people,
is to love yourself. I disagree. I love lots of other people and I don't love myself. Why do I have to love myself to love other people? I can love Kate Beckinsale head to toe. And,
but do you really not like yourself? I don't know why you wouldn't like yourself.
Most days I find something about myself that I don't like.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Bergman, do you love yourself?
As much as I can.
It's a ringing endorsement.
No, I mean, I do. I do. But there's, it's like like John said, there's always something that I'm like, I don't really like that. I need to change this about me. I need to do better at this.
Jorge, you're always smiling. I can't imagine.
I love myself. Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's why it's put. Me, I.
You love you some you.
No. But I am super self-critical. You guys know I'm super. After every show, I'm like, I don't know. Was that good? Was that not good? Were we better today? Were we not as good?
No, we're not better today.
Has anybody ever tried? Would you try ayahuasca?
No.
Bergman, what about you?
Nope.
Jorge,
I'm out.
Is this the only other hallucinogenic I've heard is these people that lick toads.
Lick toads? There is
That's an hallucinogenic,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, shrooms. Did you never do shrooms?
No. That cute blonde girl who restores houses does the toad. Christina on the Coast. Do you watch any of the HGTV shows?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. She's the one that used to be married to Tarek, and they had a very public breakup. I think she's been married a couple of times since then.
You're speaking of who is Tarek?
Tarek El Moussa. He's the guy that builds houses.
Oh, okay.
TarekBuildsHouses.com.
Oh, okay.
They used to be a couple.
Oh, you're really wrapped up in this thing.
No, there used to be a couple.
Yeah.
And they used to do it together, and then they had a very nasty breakup.
Is this a TV show you watch? What show is this?
It's on HGTV. Flip or flop.
Flip or flop. How do you have time for all this?
I don't sleep.
Seriously, HGTV. Yeah. I do not watch the Discovery Channel, the HGTV.
Oh, by the way, Discovery Channel.
Channel.
Did you hear what happened today? You talk about people who can't make a ham sandwich. Do you see HBO Max is reinventing again? I just got used to HBO Max.
No, it should reinvent again.
No. Remember it was HBO Go.
Correct.
Then they got rid of it and started HBO Max.
Right.
And now WB, who owns HBO, is merging with Discovery.
Well, they bought Discovery.
And they're starting a new dual streaming channel, and HBO Max is going away.
But to me, that just makes sense. In other words,
HBO Max to go away?
Why does Warner Brothers have two different streams? Why wouldn't they put everything on one streaming service? I'm not saying HBO. You'll get it on Discovery. It just won't be called HBO Max anymore.
Right.
But you also get all the other stuff that Discovery has, like stuff you're watching, Flap or Flip or whatever the hell that thing is.
Flap or Flip. That'd be a good
flap
show.
Flap or Flip is the show I've got
about
in
pancakes.
Development right.
Do you flap or flip the pancake?
Exactly.
Yeah. Excellent.
I'm curious to see if anybody in our audience has tried ayahuasca.
877-710-ESPN. Is it like peyote?
It is like peyote.
Okay.
It is. It's an herb, right?
Right.
And it, by the way, it's
I'm
legal.
Surprised you haven't tried it.
I've thought about it, but I heard it makes you throw up, so I don't want to do.
It does. Yeah, it does make you throw. You have to throw
wait
up.
Wait a minute.
To get
you have
together.
To throw yeah. up. For
wait,
it
but
to
Bergman, you've tried it?
No, I've not tried. I just know a lot of people that have and what friend. They've gone through.
Yeah, if you've done ayahuasca, 877-710-ESPN.
The ayahuasca line is open.
Yes.
The ladies' line is open.
In fact, any hallucinogen, 877-710-ESPN.
This is not a drug-free show. You tell me, Escondido.
There you go. We got that coming up next
week. The ayahuasca line is open.
Also, I wanted to do one more Vin Scully thing. One more Vin Scully thing.
I think we should do 10 more Vin
yeah,
Scully
we've got
things.
Some Vin Scully coming up next for you, too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The ayahuasca line has turned into a huge success.
Yeah. So
people
we're talking
are lined
about
up.
Aaron Rodgers describing, excellent choice of music, describing his use of ayahuasca and the fact that he's now able to love himself and that allows him to love others.
Eric in Lake Balboa claims he has experience in this particular field. Eric, is that true?
I just love your show. The fact that I'm listening to sports and now I get to talk about ayahuasca just cracks me
right.
up.
Right. So how do you feel after, first of all, do you have to throw up? Was Bergman right?
You don't have to. You want to. It comes out of both ends, by the way. It's not
yeah,
just
nice.
Throwing up.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, you're literally, that's actually kind of a good part of it, funny enough, because
it's a cleanser.
It cleanses you. It's like you're getting rid of all your S.
Your so, toxins.
So
yeah.
when you're on yeah. ayahuasca, do you smoke it? Do you take it? How does that work?
No, you drink it, actually.
Oh, you drink it.
It's made from a plant. It's a couple of combination of two plants. One of them's like a cactus, and I forget what the other thing is.
All right, so Eric, what's the sensation? Yeah. What do you feel like when you're on ayahuasca?
Well, so... It's very interesting. It's different for everybody. It was not for me. It was kind of like going to hell, really. But my wife, who doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, nothing, loved it.
Really?
She sees it as a – she calls ayahuasca her. It's a spirit that – it was not for me. My wife wanted to do it, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. And that plant did not like me.
It loved her.
Loved her, yeah, and she had a hard time. It's the sensation is it's almost like you go into a different dimension,
yeah,
and you can see all kinds of different things. Some people see spirits, some people see monsters.
Oh.
I didn't really see a lot of that stuff, but it was like it's kind of hard to describe. But it was almost like I felt like I went to hell a little bit.
Interesting.
But then at
wow.
the end of it, this is the thing. At the end of it, it gave me this gift. It took me into like an alternate reality of. That I had like this alternate reality that I hadn't met my wife, and
it was
totally real. It felt like right here, right now.
Wow.
Okay, so if I take ayahuasca, it's like I never met my wife.
Well, I mean, that happened to me. That I've never talked to anybody else.
All right.
Thank you for sharing that experience, man. That's
all right. Here's Jeremy.
I'm intrigued. Call me intrigued. Intrigued.
In Woodland Hills, Jeremy, have you ever done ayahuasca?
I haven't done ayahuasca, but I have done LSD, mushrooms, and several other hallucinogens.
And what do you buy Aaron Rodgers' theory that it makes you love yourself more?
100%. Yeah, I wasn't the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan, but this kind of makes me like him more than I did before. Honestly.
Interesting. You know what? I'm having exactly the same reaction. I'm kind of liking Aaron Rodgers more than I did last season.
Well, you didn't like him at all last season.
I didn't like him at all last
in the right
season.
Direction.
So, yeah, no.
Here's Trevor in Northridge. Trevor, you ever done it? Ayahuasca?
Hey guys. Yeah, I have.
What's it like?
It was the. Well, let me just say this: the reason I did it is because I was researching potential cures for mental illness for my wife, who was diagnosed with bipolar disorder about 5 years ago, and she had tried, you know, all the pharmaceutical combinations, nothing worked for her. And so we found all this information about ayahuasca in relation to cures for mental illness. So we said, okay, let's book a trip to Peru, because if we were going to do it, we weren't going to sit in a garage somewhere and do it.
Right.
We wanted to go on a retreat, you know, where they give you a shaman and you're out there for a few days. And so long story short, we went out to Peru. We had an amazing experience. And believe it or not, when it was over, it brought her an amazing sense of clarity. And since that day, she has not taken any medication whatsoever.
Really? And she's okay?
100%. She's never taken medication after that. It brought her this clarity. It did something to her brain chemistry that I can't even explain.
Yeah.
The feeling,
well, that's
the feeling
interesting.
Itself is different for everybody. But I can just tell you that it was the most amazing experience. It does bring you a lot of clarity, but best of all, it literally helped her situation.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful to hear. Hey, Trevor, thank you very much for calling in, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, I'm just looking at this. Deepens your connection to spirituality and higher realms, assists in the discovery of your life's purpose, helps to understand and heal the roots of depression, addiction, anxiety, trauma, PTSD, and live each day with more gratitude, love, joy, and mental clarity.
I have a breaking news update. Joey Gallo
has homered?
Has struck out again, but this time he swung.
He swung.
Yeah.
He did get a hit earlier in the game in the fourth inning.
Yeah, let's
just
not
so
mock
we're...
Joey
Gallo.
Well, wait a minute.
Who are we, like Yankees fans? We're rooting against Joey
Gallo? No. Greg, he got a hit?
Got a hit in the fourth inning.
Well, so
a
if he's 1-for-4, that ups his average. 225 is, or 250 is better than what he was hitting, which was 159.
By the way, he's 1-for-3 with one strikeout. It's not like he's up there.
No, he just struck out again.
Two strikeouts.
He just struck out again. That thing hasn't updated.
Yeah. 1-for-4, two strikeouts. There it is. Yeah, he's betting 160. Getting his average up.
Yeah.
1-for-4.
Here's Tom in Santa Barbara.
Joey Gallo theme song.
Hey, Tom, you ever done ayahuasca?
Pretty close. The wife and I are getting ready to. We've discussed it. So we were camping in Kings Canyon in the High Sierras last weekend, and we decided after the family, you know, we had like 28, 25 people, 4 or 5 days. We had the place for ourselves. It's called microdosing. If you pick the right amount of mushrooms, what happens is you enjoy the fact that you're digging it. You can sit and say to yourself, wow, man, I'm digging it, and kind of look at yourself. And as a third party in the room, you can go, just make sure you're cool, but everybody's digging it. So it's a really good thing. That's our next step. John or Steve, either one of you can take this, but I read this today and I thought it was really good.
Okay.
You know what the biggest trade of the week was?
No.
It was not Juan Soto to the Padres and all those other players.
Yeah,
that was
the obvious
of the week
one.
Was the Dodgers sent Vinny to the Angels.
Oh, that's good.
Like
that's
that.
Good. All right, thanks,
that's
Tom.
Nice.
Call.
That's nice. I'm intrigued.
Although the Angels would probably, like Artie Marino, would get mad and say, we don't like the trade and send Vin Scully back to the Dodgers.
Right. It's true.
Who was that got traded? Was it Stripling that got traded from the
Stripling
Dodgers?
And Jock Peterson got traded to the Angels, and then there was a holdup, and Artie Moreno said, oh, screw it, I'm not going to do the deal. It would have been a great deal for the Angels.
Right, because it would have got him a pitcher.
That was peak Stripling at that point, too.
And peak Artie.
Yeah. Yeah, I would try it. Now, Bergman, would you try ayahuasca after hearing all that?
I don't do anything that changes my mind anymore. I used to do all of those other things.
You used to do all of them?
Yeah, I did too many things. But yeah, I would not do it anymore. I'm done with all that. I drink and that's it.
You drink and that's it?
That's it. Nothing that changes my
Jorge,
thought process.
Do you want that spiritual realm thing?
No.
No, I'm not.
Yum.
Hard pass.
I would totally try it. I would totally try it. There are all kinds of retreat centers in the U.S. It's legal in some places in the U.S.
Well, it must be legal in the NFL because Aaron Rodgers just admitted he does it.
Although I don't, it's probably not something they test for.
Right.
They're not testing for ayahuasca.
Right.
I can't imagine.
They are now.
The guy just wants to love himself a little bit more. Don't knock him for wanting to love himself a little bit more. You need a little self-love. There you go. John's dancing is just ridiculous.
Love. John, I will only marry for love.
John does not believe in love.
I don't believe
that. Anti-love.
No, I think that if you've been married for love the first time, like Bergman, you need to reevaluate your priorities the second time around.
You know, here's the thing,
hence,
Bergman.
Hence, heiress.
Here's the thing, Bergman. So you say only an heiress, okay?
Say that for him.
It doesn't have to be an heiress. They just
yes,
have
it
to
does.
Have their own money. Yes,
no,
okay,
it
no,
has
heiress,
to be
heiress,
an
heiress, heiress. There it is. I'm in.
So
I'm in.
When I was looking, when I was on the prowl looking for a partner, I said there are only two rules: no smoking and no headshots. And you know what? I met one.
Had them both.
Had them both, and all the rules got thrown out right away. Bergman, if some poor girl wandered up to you and connected with you, you would not care if she was an heiress.
No, no, I would.
Yeah, and you better.
Yeah, no, I'm no offense. You could be the most beautiful woman in the world, and poor, I'm out.
Okay,
I'm not taking care of you anymore.
Right. I agree. And Greg, let's just cut to the chase. When you meet these girls on Rumble or Bumble or Crumble, site you're on.
It's Bumble.
Crumble.
Crumble. That's Mason's.
That's a site where everybody on there's life is falling apart.
Or
it's
where they
crumble. My life is crumbling.
Or where they eat apple crisp. Your very first thing you should ask for is a bank statement. Like, let's just head right to the chase.
God. Hi, Jane. Nice to meet you. Can I see your bank statement?
Hi, what's your name? Judy? Financials, please.
It's not a bad call.
Come on. Let's cut right to the chase.
You know, when my mom met a boyfriend after my dad?
Yeah.
We did.
Not Leo?
Not stepdad Leo, one before. We did a full, background check on him and paid extra to find out if he had any speeding tickets or parking tickets or anything like
you
that.
You did, a LexisNexis search on
the
guy?
Yes, we did. We did research him. What?
It's Momo!
Ramona in person.
Nice. I've
first
not seen Momo
many,
in a
many
while.
Moons.
Not in a while. All right. Coming up next for you, John, it's that thing that you've been waiting to get to all day long.
I can't
believe. It's the 3:30 thing.
I know. I can't believe you made me wait this long. It's ridiculous.
We will do the 3:30 thing next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Love that song. We called that the song of the summer a little bit earlier today.
We played
That's
it every 45 minutes.
Every 45 minutes, just like Kiss FM.
Like an FM radio
just
station.
Just like Kiss
right.
FM. Exactly. Yeah.
So, Mace, I'm about to change your life. Are you ready? Are you prepared?
I'm prepared, yes.
Okay. I've never heard of you doing this, but I think you should start.
Okay.
Have you seen the new thing in podcasting? Like, who's the current guest on the Culture Pop podcast?
It is Joe Manganiello, who's Sofia Vergara's husband.
Right, the guy who was in Magic Mike.
Correct.
Okay. So theoretically, you are helping Joe promote his brand.
His brand, right. He's got a new show called Moonhaven on AMC.
Right, and that you asked him about and talked to him about,
yep.
And you probably talked to him
about
his movie
about his
career,
wife,
his wife,
all that stuff.
You basically are doing a service for Joe Manganiello, right?
Yes, correct.
Well, did you ever think about asking Joe to pay you for the service that you're providing? It's become a thing.
Really?
Now.
Guests pay to be on.
Correct. And it's actually pretty prevalent.
Okay.
So I'm trying to. This was an article on Bloomberg.
Okay.
Okay. It says, "Welcome to the golden era of pay-for-play podcasting."
Wow.
"Where guests pay handsomely to be interviewed for an entire episode. In exchange, the host gets some revenue, fills out the programming calendar, and might bag a future advertiser." Determining exactly how widespread this is can be tricky, but it's happening all over the place. One platform, Guestio, has raised over $1 million brokering these deals. Travis Chappell, Guestio's founder and CEO, points out that a public relations firm pitching guests offers to pay, in this case, pay, like, let's say I got something to promote.
Right.
I'm starting the John Ireland show.
The John Ireland show.
And I want to go on, it's on the new, yeah, it's on the new Warner Brothers Discovery platform.
Oh, it's on the Discovery app, yeah.
It's the once a week John Ireland show, and to promote it, I ask you to make me the only guest on the Culture Pop podcast. So the entire hour, by the way, has anyone surpassed you and I in terms of downloads?
Oh, that's a good question. I am going to say no.
Okay, so in this scenario.
No, did really well, though. Sleewood did really well, yeah.
But in this scenario, I should pay you for that.
You really should. You got a ton of exposure.
And then the time I interviewed you, you should pay me.
It's still my show.
Right, but it was about you.
It was about me. That's true.
Okay, so Mace, listen to this.
Okay.
Travis Chappell, the CEO of Guestio, says four podcasters have used his platform to generate at least $20,000 over the past 6 months, including one that made $50,000. They suggested charge is $100 to $150 per 1,000 downloads.
Wow.
So
how much per 1,000 downloads?
Let's say $100
yep.
every 1,000.
You make some dough that way.
Right.
But are you getting guests that aren't very good?
No, I think...
Because Joe Manganiello doesn't need to pay me to be on the show. But Joe Manganiello is Joe Manganiello.
I actually think it would be the opposite. I think you would get somebody with something to promote, and they have a vested interest in it, and they would probably be very engaged in talking with you and doing the whole thing. Now, you've done, what, 200-plus episodes?
200-plus. 209, I think we did today.
Okay. So just think, even if you only made... like $1,000 off of each one.
Oh, my God.
That's $200,000.
That's crazy. You're right.
Did I not just change your life?
Yeah. I'm going to start negotiating now.
Now, of course, here's your warning.
Yeah.
Of course, deals work in reverse happen also. Manny Pacquiao is cited as charging $15,000 per appearance. So if you ask Pacquiao to be on Culture Pop.
He will do it.
He would do it, but you got to give him $15,000.
Oh, no.
But in this model, Mace, you would have $15,000 because you would have been collecting money from people like me.
Right. Yeah, I'm joining Guestio right now.
So
I'm in.
This may be the new model moving forward, which would allow you to, you know, make some cheese.
It's all about the cheese.
Yeah.
It's all about the cheese.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent plan. I'm signing up for it right now. I'm totally in on this.
By the way, T minus 90 minutes. Until the greatness of the Raiders takes over all of the NFL network. Now, I predict the Raiders this year. Last year, the Raiders won 10 games. I think the Raiders this year can win 11 games.
Mm.
Better coach, Devontae Adams. I think they're going to finish tied with the Chargers for second in the AFC West. I think the Chiefs probably still win 12, 13 games. What do you think?
Denver
is a team I'm not very
high on.
That's
a team I'm... I actually am
7-10.
But good defense.
Just lost Tim Patrick for the year.
Good defense, great quarterback. I think that division is such a beast on quarterbacks. But I will just refer to this. I told you yesterday, and it's an absolute truth, that I had a dream, not last night,
I
night before,
have a dream.
That it was Raiders-Rams in the Super Bowl.
No, you said it was Chargers-Rams in the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, it's Raiders-Rams. I said that yesterday.
Raiders-Rams in the Super Bowl.
Right, Raiders-Rams
well,
in the Super Bowl.
It would be our 54th consecutive Super Bowl appearance.
It would also weirdly be the third Super Bowl in a row where one of the teams is playing in their home stadium because the Super Bowl is in Vegas this year.
really, Tampa 2 years ago, the Rams this past year.
Right.
So, from your lips to God's ears.
What do you think? Rams-Raiders Super Bowl?
Yeah. Let's make it happen. I just want to see the Raiders in the Super Bowl. That's all that matters to me.
Hey, I got.
Can Josh McDaniels coach?
Don't know.
I mean, he couldn't in Denver.
Well, didn't do it in Denver, that's for sure. So I got a big surprise for you guys. I'm going to do it on Monday, but I've got a special gift for everybody on the show, except whoever that guy is. I don't know who he is.
Is it ayahuasca?
No, it is not ayahuasca. We're not going on an ayahuasca retreat.
Could you imagine that happening during the show?
No, but you guys are going to go nuts over this. It's really, really cool. I got one for each of us, and I'm going to distribute them on Monday.
Excellent.
Awesome. Wow. Thank you.
You'll love it.
All right, so coming up is Game and Games. It's Bergman's game, but he was whining yesterday that he didn't have time to do a game.
We
have nothing but time over here.
I've been in meetings since 3 a.m.
I've had another meeting.
Pretty much. It was pretty close.
Can you write a game for me, Jorge?
Hey, Jorge, can you write a game?
I didn't say write a game for me. I said you do the game.
So now, should we expect this game to suck?
I mean, most of my games do, so, but no, I actually think it's going to be good.
No, let's get Momo in here since she's here today.
Okay, Momo. Going to play.
It's going to be a good game. I think you're going to like it.
I'm glad you had time to figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we will do Game of Games. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. And it is Game of Games time. And look who it is. She's back from her maternity leave. She's back in the game. Momo,
Momo? You live with three of them now.
Yeah, so many. Well, I don't make my joke on the air because I can't.
A lot of testosterone.
Yes, there you go. Yes, I have to use the cloth to cover him every time. We change a diaper all the time.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of that.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
Do you have a diaper genie?
Diaper genie, and I have you know what? Only the best for my boys. I have a wipe warmer.
What is that?
So you have the water wipes.
Oh, so the baby wipes you put in a warmer, and then you...
So you don't put the, like, cold...
Your kids are going to be
I
so
know,
spoiled.
Right?
I love it.
They're going to be so spoiled.
I have a towel warmer at my house.
Oh, my God.
You would.
Yeah, come on. I warm my own towels.
All right, Bergman, it's your game today.
Yes.
What is the game we are playing?
My game is in honor of the one and only Vin Scully.
All right.
Very nice.
So this is a fact or fiction, true or false.
Okay.
And that's it. So make it easy.
I will keep score myself. This is good.
Yes, you do have a very good chance.
I'm usually a really good person to play Game of Games because I will
way,
not win.
And I listened now, to you yesterday, huge Vin Scully fan. You did a great job on the afternoon show.
Yeah, I think you will all do well. I do have a tiebreaker at the end.
Okay.
I have 10 questions. If we don't get all 10, that's
real
fine.
Real quick, because I'm getting flooded. Fine. The Super Bowl is in Arizona. It's not in Vegas this year. So I get it. Thank you.
Well, they ain't going to the Super Bowl.
The year after is when they go to
Twitter Vegas. Will get you if you say something wrong. Yeah, just be careful.
Well, the Raiders
will
copy editors.
Raiders will be there no matter where it is.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
you go. Sure.
So this is about
the
Vince.
Eternal optimism of August. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. So in Vinny's first game, Jackie Robinson batted cleanup in his very first broadcast with the Dodgers. Okay. Yasiel Puig batted cleanup in his very last game as the Dodger broadcaster. Is this true or false, John?
False.
Mason?
Makes sense. True.
Momo?
False.
Jorge?
True.
True is the correct answer there.
Really?
Jackie Robinson batted cleanup and Yasiel in the last game.
I thought Yasiel Puig was gone by the time Vin was leaving.
It was the Puig part that was at issue, not the Jackie part.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. All right, number two. And Mace, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Vin has called over 4% of all games in Major League Baseball history, including games that weren't televised and before TV was invented. True or false?
I'm going to say that is false.
Momo.
I think that's also false.
Jorge.
Swag, true.
John.
True.
True is the correct answer.
Oh,
4% of all games in MLB
history.
It just seems like there's so many games.
Right.
Score update. Jorge, 2.
Yes.
Mason, 1. Ireland, 1. Momo, Bupkis.
I told you, I'm really good to play Game of Games with. I'm not a threat.
All right.
That's why we love you.
Well, you get to go first this time.
Yeah, you get to go first on this one. All right.
It's not going to matter.
So Vinny owned every Dodgers championship ring except for one, the 1955 World Series ring, because only uniformed personnel were allowed to get rings back then. Is this true or false, Momo?
Okay. I believe that that is false, and I will tell you why after everyone else answers.
Okay. Jorge?
I'll go false.
Okay. John?
False.
Mace?
I'm sticking with Momo. She knows something.
Okay.
Everybody so says false.
It is false, but that's because Walter O'Malley paid to have one made for him in 1995. He did not have that ring until 1995.
Why did you think it was?
I heard that story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that, yeah. I knew that one.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So Marona.
But I knew that
board.
I was up first. So I was like, I can't give it away.
Jorge still okay. leads by one.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number four, Jorge, you're up first.
Okay.
10,669 players made their MLB debut before Vin started calling Dodger games. 10,641 more made their debut before he retired. Is this true or false?
I'll say true.
John?
I think it's true.
Mace?
I'm going true.
Momo?
I'm going false. Only way for me to catch up.
It is true.
Yes.
And there's only four. We have 10 of them. Right now, Jorge has four, Mason has three, John has three, and Momo has one.
One. Yeah. At least I didn't get skunked.
All right, John, you'll go first on this one. Number five. At the time of his retirement, he had called 7.1% of all no-hitters in MLB history. True or false?
What percentage?
7%. Just over 7%.
Of all no-hitters?
Of all no-hitters in MLB history.
I think it's more than that. I'm going false.
Okay, Mason?
I'm going to go true.
Momo?
False.
No, Jorge?
I'm going false.
It is true.
Yes! 21. Oh,
false is true?
Jorge.
Yeah, 21 of 295.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty incredible, right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
All right. So number six, Mason, you'll start with you. Vin said the greatest player he ever saw play was Willie Mays, and his favorite player was Mel Ott. Both Giants.
I will say that's true.
Okay. Momo?
I think the Willie Mays part is true.
Yeah, I do too.
What about the Mel Ott part?
I don't think that's true. I'm going to say false.
Okay. Jorge?
I'll say true. True.
I'm with Momo. I think it's false. I don't like the Mel Ott thing.
It is absolutely 100% true.
Yeah.
His favorite player to watch was Mel Ott.
Mel Ott.
He grew up in New York as a Giants fan.
All right,
oh, that's
so
right. That's true, yeah.
Mason and Jorge have kind of pulled away. Yeah. 5-5 for Mason and Jorge. I have three. Ramona has one.
Okay, so in 2017 was the first year since 1885 that didn't feature both Vin Scully or Connie Mack. Or sorry, one or the other. Didn't feature Vin Scully or Connie Mack, who was a legendary baseball manager.
Yeah. Re-explain
that? Let me just get rid of this question. It's a weird one.
It's a very
no, no, no.
It's
a weird one. I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying.
That either Connie Mack or Vin Scully
were in
the game for that entire period of time.
Right, until 2017 when he retired. 2016 when he retired.
I don't who goes first?
This is Momo.
I will say true.
Jorge.
I'll say false.
John.
I don't think Connie Mack managed into the 1950s, but I got to catch up. What'd you say, Jorge?
False, I think.
All right, so I'll go true.
Okay, and Mason.
I am going to go true.
It is true.
Ah.
Which is pretty crazy that the two of them from 1885 to 2017.
Wow. Spanned everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Okay.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Did you get that?
I got that.
Okay.
Good job,
so
Momo.
So right now, Mason 6, Jorge 5, Ireland 4, Momo 2.
You know what? Maybe Ireland and I can team up. Can we team up?
No, not really.
Add our scores together.
That would give us 6.
Yes!
No, we won't be doing that. All right.
Raider fans unite.
Number 8, Vin Scully was associated with the Dodgers longer than anyone in their history. Is that true or false?
Mace, you have to go first. Mace, last few. Okay.
Longest association?
Yeah, with the Dodgers, yes.
I will say that is true.
Okay, Momo?
I will say false. I think it's Tommy.
Jorge?
I'll say true.
John?
The only way I can catch up is to go false.
It is false, and Momo was right on. It was Tommy Lasorda by 2 years.
Tommy got there 2 years before Vin.
Yeah, well, Plaschke actually said this on our show yesterday.
Because
he said Vin used to trash talk Tommy and say, yeah, but you got traded in the middle of that. At one point, they sent you away and came back. I actually was here the whole time.
So there's two left, and this is very close.
Okay.
Mason has 6, Jorge has 5, and John has 5. Momo has 3.
All right.
All right, so Mason's going to go first on these last two.
Okay, right. So number 9.
Okay.
On the show The X-Files, Dana Scully is named after Vin Scully. Is that true or false?
Mace.
That is true.
Momo.
That sounds true to me.
Jorge.
True.
John.
I know it's true, so I can't go false. It's true.
It is true. That was out. Yeah. He was named after Vin Scully. All right, last one.
So Mason's still in the lead, but he leads by one, and he has to go first.
And this one's worth five, right?
No, if he gets, but if Mace gets this, he locks it up. Here we go.
All right, Frank McCourt took the players' names off the jerseys in 2006. Vin asked him to put them back on so he could learn the new players' names. They were put back in 2007. Is this true or false, Mace?
False.
Momo.
False.
Jorge.
True.
John.
My only chance to catch Mason. True.
The answer is true.
Yes!
By the way, I went true with most of these because I wanted all these true, cool facts about Vin Scully.
All right. Jorge, all right. 7. Ireland, 7. Mason, 7.
And Momo, sorry, you're out.
Momo, you're out.
It's okay. It's okay.
I made it respectable. Everything.
All right. So, how many days was Vin Scully with the team by the time he retired? Days total. How many days total? Closest without going over. And Mason, you'll go first.
I'm using a calculator.
Yeah.
You can't use a calculator. No, calculator. Turn it off.
That's cheating. That's Googling.
Yeah. No.
Put
it in your head.
Anything.
But you're
doing it in your head.
You're doing the math. You have to do it in your head.
Do the math in your head.
Put it away.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Are you still doing it? What is he doing?
He's not. No.
I'm not. I'm just writing something.
I'm watching him.
Okay. I am going to say it is 27,000 days.
Okay, John. John.
I want to do this so I know if I go 27,001, Jorge will go 27,002.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna say, 1 day.
One day.
Whoa.
So Jorge can either go
two day or 27,001.
I'll say 2.
Oh, oh.
Geez, you can't say that. I got it. I think I did. Maybe not. It didn't work.
I think we
did
got it.
Did you get it?
My light's
didn't.
Not lit.
That's what John Ireland said.
Richard, you called me Richard.
Richard.
No, I said you didn't.
You didn't. That's clearly what he said.
All right.
That's what I heard.
The correct answer, 24,274. Jorge is the winner.
Swag, baby.
Jorge gets the win.
What did I say? 27?
You said 27,000. 24,274.
You didn't.
You did.
See, that was a good game.
You did.
That was a good game.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, no, that was totally good. I thought that was a solid game. So
John
finally
Ireland,
somebody from our show won game of games.
I won the other day.
Oh, did you win one?
Yeah.
All right. Swag system, baby.
Okay, so Jorge
takes what I said was 100% accurate.
It was kind of that move. Yeah, it was that kind of move.
The right move.
Bergman won, Laura won, Beto won, Jacob and Ronnie won.
Nobody has more than one.
Jorge won.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weird buns.
Interesting.
I might get it tomorrow.
By the way, I'm not sure if that's Jacob Marani, Law Offices of Jacob Marani, the sponsor of Game of Games.
It doesn't start till Monday.
We love Jacob. But we'll throw it in there anyway. We love Jacob. Thanks for being our sponsor for Game of Games and a Ram sponsor as well. So, Momo, what's new in the world?
What's going on?
I heard you yesterday.
Yeah, I had the lead and stuff.
You and DeMarco, who are you on with today?
DeMarco
again.
We're doing the thing again.
Is he coming in?
Yeah, he's coming in.
Where's he at?
I saw him.
Oh, he's coming in? Okay.
Yeah, so I saw him walking. He's here. I won't have to solo. That would be
uncomfortable for all of us. I wanted to throw out there. First of all, the Rams, Jordan Rodrigue, who covers the Rams for the Athletic, says Sean McVay will have more information shortly. He's talking about Matthew Stafford. This is not a new issue for Stafford, who dealt with what McVay indicated is a bit of a unique for a quarterback elbow issue throughout last year as well. Oof. What's new is their management plan, in part because of the extended season. He declined to call Stafford's elbow issue tendinitis and instead noted that, quote unquote, it's a tricky deal and, quote unquote, it's abnormal for a quarterback. Things that Major League Baseball pitchers deal with.
Oh, fine.
And the team is learning more about on the fly. Stafford looked great in limited reps today. So there's something going on with Matthew Stafford's elbow that is unusual
or
abnormal for a quarterback.
load management.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Yeah, well,
he's not going to play in any of the preseason games.
We saw the Wolf yesterday.
Yeah. I heard you guys. Yeah, down in Irvine.
We love the Wolf.
Well, we may be seeing more of the Wolf.
Yes, we may.
Yeah, that may be
the other nugget, by the way, and I'll pass this along before DeMarco gets here, is that Clayton Kershaw did exit today's game. The Dodgers win at 5-3. They just beat the Giants and sweep them for the first time since 1977 in San Francisco.
Craig Kimbrell got the save, and there was no drama?
No drama?
No drama.
He gave up a run. What do you mean no drama? He gave up a run.
Oh, did he? I must have been so focused on game.
He almost gave up a home run at the end there, too. So, yeah,
you know what? I was so focused on the game, I didn't see any of the drama.
There was the requisite amount of Kimbrel drama. Hey, Jorge, hit the stager.
Yeah, Supercross talk.
Hey, Momo, tell us what it means that LeBron James is eligible for an extension. I told Mace I didn't expect him to sign it today. There is no hurry. He doesn't need to sign it until 2023. What's the significance of this today?
I would say zero.
Yeah, I
would say
I
zero.
So too.
Like, to me... Okay, when LeBron signed that extension with the Lakers where he went 4 years and he didn't do the player options, and that was the first time he had done that since Miami.
Right. He was all 1 and 2 year deals.
Always like the same thing James Harden just did with like the 1 year, 1 and 1s.
Yeah.
Where he always had a player option. And the only point of having leverage is if you intend to use it. I don't really see him using it, do you?
I don't.
But why create that leverage at all?
It's nice to have. Nice to like be able to leak a story, get all of us to talk about it, whatever.
And by the way, Mace, what would be the advantage of him signing it today?
If he's going to sign anyway, what would be the disadvantage?
Because now he has some leverage that if the team craters,
right,
then
you say he's staying no matter what.
I think he's staying. I mean, look, this all comes down to, do you believe LeBron James would ever ask out, want out of Los Angeles and the Lakers? Do you believe
God, no. Hope not.
Well, what if they miss the playoffs this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe he would. I think he's settled here.
He can't
I'm just pointing to point out why he wouldn't sign today.
Right, that would be why he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Or if you want to have some leverage at the trade deadline, like last year, you can be mad that they didn't do anything, but there's really nothing you can do about it.
Leverage is good.
Because he didn't have leverage.
Think of AD. I'm going to retire. Big tip. Leverage is good to have.
I know we were like AD was going to retire.
Donald, the other AD. Aaron Donald was playing for a big contract, right? Or that's what he came back. He didn't come back for a big contract.
He was going to retire. They paid him. What are you going to?
Was he really going to retire though? Come on.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a great question.
I never believed
it. It was a great negotiating.
What else does he have to prove?
Right.
I mean, he's going to walk right into the Hall of Fame. So.
But in this case, LeBron already knows exactly what he's going to be paid, slotted the extension. So if you're not going to sign it, there's just it's weird. What leverage are you
using? No, I see your point. I mean,
the leverage of being able to go somewhere else.
Yeah. It's the leverage of being able to go somewhere
once
else.
Once you sign, you can't go anywhere else.
Right.
But you just said he's not going anywhere.
Why give up the option?
I see.
Soon.
Unless you're worried about an injury. Like, if you had a catastrophic injury or something.
Of a tank.
Yep.
But the Lakers have shown they gave Kobe Bryant a 2-year, $48 million extension when he had a torn Achilles.
Yes. And they are that invested in LeBron, I think, at this point.
Hey, Ramona, are Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving likely to both be on the Nets when training camp starts?
I think so. Didn't I say that to you the whole summer? I was like, I don't think they go either way. This reminds me, and it has from the jump, of Kobe in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe asking to go to Chicago, being really upset with the Lakers, asking out, and I'll play anywhere. I'd rather go to I'll play on Pluto rather than play here. Jerry Buss said, "Okay, we'll look around." And they looked around and they didn't like what they found. And Kobe he just sort of dared him to do anything about it. Like that was Kobe Bryant. He loves basketball. He's not going to sit out. Kevin Durant loves basketball. He's not going to sit out. This isn't going to be a Ben Simmons situation.
Right. And do we know if Kyrie and Kevin or it's really Kevin? Do we know if Kevin wants to play with Kyrie, or does no one know that?
I don't even know if that. I mean, do I know that, or do I think something?
Think.
I think that they're fine playing together, but I think Kevin would prefer not to have a lot of drama. Like, he just wants to win. He don't want to have this drama anymore.
Yeah.
But doesn't Kyrie give him a better chance to win?
Yeah, and Kyrie's in a contract year.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Great player.
Like, he's in a contract year. He's lost a shoe deal. That's a lot of money that was in his pocket that he's not getting. He was making $37 million. He lost $17 million last year because of the vaccine mandate that he chose not to do. I mean, At some point, the money matters.
Yeah, sure.
At some point, it matters.
Okay.
I think Kyrie's gonna have a great year, wherever he plays.
Yeah. All right. So earlier today, you know how
is that enough sports? Enough
that
sports.
Enough. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a pivot to something.
I mean, there's
fun,
so many other. Do you know what different. I was going to talk about when I came in here?
What?
I went over to the new chip machine that we have over here. Okay. There's the new like chip.
Did you? Yeah. It's the honor
system. It's on
did
the honor
pay?
System.
Oh, I was about to. Then you made me come in early for the game of games.
So oh, you took
but
the
but
honor system.
You stole the chips?
No, I didn't get the chips because. I am doing the no dairy thing again.
Oh, God.
You know,
oh,
the well. One that makes it so I don't fart in 2 months? You know, right. like
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
We can freshen up that sound.
Yeah.
Well,
get a new one.
Freshen maybe is the, I guess, the right word.
Oh, my God.
But, like, there's no chips over there that don't have some sort of dairy in them.
Really?
What do you mean?
They're all nacho cheese, cheddar and sour cream, cheeses.
But is there's that not even like plain?
I don't see any. Yeah. I don't see any like plain.
But
chips
is that
over
even
there.
Real dairy? I mean, when you eat
I don't
a
know.
Nacho,
do you think it's real?
I don't. Do you really think there's dairy in
nacho
a
cheese Dorito?
Dorito? There's no dairy in
is
a
it,
Dorito.
It's kind of like chemicals.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's just like cheese pretend weird cheese food product, something
I mean,
like
I
that.
I mean, I guess I could try it and see if I fart afterwards. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. So earlier today, you know how Song of the Summer. It's like a big thing. Yeah. This is the song of the
What's
summer.
What's the song of the summer?
So we've got three nominees.
Got
we
it.
Did have a vote, but I'm going to play them for you, and I want to get your reaction, okay? First of all, Momo, this one is near and dear to your heart. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Momo's even got a dance. You won't break my soul. That's Beyonce.
Yeah.
You know that song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm telling everybody. Good nominee.
This was the Russell Westbrook song, too.
That was the Russell Westbrook. I have that somewhere.
And I voted
Russell
for
Westbrook
it.
Singing along with You Can't Break My Soul. All right, so that's number one. Here is number two. If you're feeling down, I just want to make you
happier, baby. Harry Styles. I do like Harry Styles. So I, like around, I just want to make you happier, baby.
Tell that song?
No, I like that song.
You like that song.
Like
Harry,
that song.
Harry Styles dates Olivia Wilde.
Yeah,
is that
Olivia
right?
Wilde. He's in okay. her new movie, which
I like
is
Harry Styles.
Out in the fall.
He's like interesting.
But you would not vote for late night.
No,
coffee.
I mean, listen to the words of that. If you're feeling down, I'll make you feel better.
What's wrong with that?
Like, what's wrong with that?
Really great lyrics.
Isn't everybody looking for somebody like that?
Amen.
It's no,
simple.
It's no Shake It Off. Right? Come on.
Last one. This is somebody named Nicky Yore. I got my head out this
sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes.
I only
like
got
this.
One thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the song. It is Nicky Yore.
All right, so you get a
definitely
vote.
Definitely summer song.
Beyonce,
Harry Styles,
Nicky Yore. Momo, who you go?
I'll go with the Nicky Yore. I like that one.
You like that one. You're
yeah.
going
like
sunroof.
The third
one. Yeah.
Wow. What, DeMarco, what'd you think?
I'll have to go Beyonce.
Beyonce.
That's where I went.
Yeah. I think I went late night talking.
It's a great song.
I went Harry Styles, Late Night Talking.
Okay.
It's a great song. It plays like every 45 minutes on Kiss. It's a great.
Listen to those lyrics. Least. Are those good?
Yeah, they're great. That's a great song.
Let me
song.
Hear that again.
What are you talking about?
Let me hear this. If you're feeling down, I just want to make you
happier, baby.
Make you happy.
It did not require an all-night writing session.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, we know it did.
I mean, how hard was it to write this?
Wait a minute. She just repeats, you can't break my soul.
I didn't vote for this one. It's also a little heavy. Like, you can't break my soul. I mean, somewhere.
It
like,
is a little hard.
Yeah, it's a little heavy.
I wish I could find the Russell Westbrook version of that. Somewhere I've got that. He sang along to it.
On the day he picked up the $47 million extension.
So you
like,
you voted
optics,
for this. I by the way, this was Bergman's choice, too. I got my head out this song. You know what? That one kind of winning me over.
Yeah.
Yeah, winning me over. That's a fun song. Oh, you! Oh, Laura's here. She's got Russell Westbrook singing along to Beyonce.
Go, Russ. You won't break my soul. Oh, my God. I'm telling everybody. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Russ can do a lot of things not singing.
Yeah.
Not singing. So there's your song of the summer options, which I...
Also, like, Beyonce has a lot of awards.
She's
a
got
of
a
things.
Ton of awards.
She doesn't need this.
Okay, but
she doesn't need songs.
You always say be afraid of the beehive.
It.
Are you not afraid? Aren't you
afraid
of the beehive?
No.
They're going to sting.
You should be.
Oh, I mean, it depends on what we're talking about.
There's
like,
a lot of them.
All I said is she has so many awards, she doesn't need an extra one here. This unofficial thing that you're coming up with.
Song of the summer?
Yeah.
It's very efficient.
It's a good song. It's a good song, but what, you know, but break my soul. Like, summer's, I need to
songs
be light.
That
I'm
come out
by the...
in the summer?
That make you happy.
That make you feel like summer.
Summer. Roll right. down the window.
Right. Yeah,
happy,
summer.
Smiling.
It's like,
okay.
It's like DJ, it's like Will Smith, you know.
Yeah. Summertime.
Yeah, summer, yeah. Summertime.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All
yeah.
three songs do that. Yeah.
So,
I don't know, Break My Soul? You won't break my soul? That's not.
Did you hear Russ?
Yeah, I know.
That's a happy man.
Okay, so,
yeah.
DeMarco.
$7 million happy.
We're about a month away from the opener.
Yeah, oh boy.
So here's the scenario. I have been offered $15,000 mythical dollars. Am I right about
mythical.
This?
Yeah.
Mythical dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To paint my face for the opener against the Bills.
You should.
That's what I told him.
You would have done that for free.
What's the problem?
I've never painted my face.
He's not a face painter.
Oh.
Of
no.
everything you've done, you've never done.
By the way,
once.
That's not true. You've never
didn't
painted
I paint
your
face.
Oh, I did paint my face.
You lost
for
a bet
LA.
To me for SCUCLA, and you had to paint your face.
I painted the face for you.
You yeah. did
paint I bought some paint on
what
Amazon.
What was that for?
I don't know. We probably have the photo somewhere.
Yeah, we probably have the photo
John
somewhere.
Got it right. It was SCUCLA.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I'd be surprised if you didn't.
One would kill me.
If you painted your face?
Yeah, kill me.
Why?
More so than when you shaved your eyebrow.
Why?
He had no say over my eyebrows.
What's wrong with painting your face? It wipes off.
It's so not kind of me.
Yeah.
I'm not a face painter kind of guy. But for $15,000 mythical dollars.
Team.
You should.
I think I'm the wild card in the mythical money debate here because I have a lot of mythical money because I don't play that much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's still in the bank. So you guys
Jorge
can like...
Jorge has like $300,000.
Oh, okay.
In the mythical bank.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But you guys could come to me for a loan all the time.
How do you get mythical money?
We each get it $100,000 at the start of the
to
year.
To make wagers.
Oh,
and then
to make
we have it, we have yeah. the entire calendar year
I
to
like
bet.
I like it.
Yeah.
I won it last year. Bergman won it the year before.
Yeah.
I think Mason won it the first
How
year.
How do I
yeah,
get
I think
an
I won.
Account at the bank?
You want $100,000 mythical dollars?
That's a lot to give him for nothing.
Mythical dollars. Absolutely.
What's he going to do for that?
Make bets.
Me?
Yeah, you just
no, but like, what does he do to earn the $100,000? Do you get a line of credit?
We gift you the $100,000.
No, but like, I think he needs to provide you with some insider info on the Rams.
No, God, he knows.
All right.
What don't you know?
Yeah, what don't we know?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what I don't know.
What don't you know?
I asked McVay about this. That tutu Atwell.
Oh, I heard this. I heard this interview you guys
go ahead.
Did.
Wait,
really tough
interview?
Questions. The one you did yesterday.
What were we trying to ask? He won the Super Bowl.
I know, and then you
what
go.
Kind of...
And then at the end of the interview, you go, hey, so what would you have done with $100 million if you left the job? Remember that? That was like the hard
really.
Question that you asked him.
That was the only time we got him to laugh. The guy just won the Super Bowl. What do
he
you
laughed
hold
about
his,
getting married.
What do you want to hold his
what
feet?
Hey, how about,
with?
Were you really thinking of leaving as coach of the Rams?
I asked that question in a different way.
Oh,
you said,
God.
What would you have done with $100 million?
Exactly.
And he laughed and he said.
That's for the point.
I didn't know. I want to know if he was really thinking of leaving.
So anyway, Tutu Atwell, is he going to play at all or no?
Well, by the way, Kevin Demoff says he is going to leave.
He is going
to
leave.
He said,
we will lose him to the media eventually. It's just not right now.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt.
Can we hear that? Do you have that sound, Greg?
Yeah, this is
like
Kevin
powerful,
Demoff.
Hard-hitting questions.
Oh, I am scarred by your dreams
oh,
are
really?
The Rams' nightmare.
That is
Kevin
Demoff talking
What
about
the
me?
Hard-hitting question?
Oh, yeah,
May
I don't have that.
End.
I just have Kevin Demoff.
I am scarred by your dreams
oh,
are
really?
The Rams' nightmare.
By the way, Momo, you're so wrong about this. I'm trying to work in some information.
It was
and some
good when
jokiness.
You asked him about being married. That was good.
Life being married, yeah, that was good. No. What is the critique?
Actually,
I don't
it wasn't you who asked that. It was John.
No, it was me. How's married life? That's what I
you asked that. John asked about the money for being in the media.
I said, did you really turn it down? But I mean, what would you have asked him that we didn't ask
him? Yeah,
what?
The guy just won the Super Bowl. Tell me the hard-hitting
question. You're like
Michael
Thompson. You're like, I would have asked him. And then when you ask Michael what you would ask him, he has nothing.
You were ready to grill Sean McVay. Yeah. Sean, what's wrong with this team?
No, you could have gone like, hey.
This team looks terrible at training camp.
So you win the Super Bowl and your first thought is, let me go get some leverage and get $100 million in the media?
That's what you would have asked him?
No, you wouldn't have
That would have been very short, that interview.
And he would have said, no,
in training
not really.
Camp.
Yeah, no, not really. Yeah. I don't
on the practice
no,
field.
Not really.
Yeah, good stuff. What's your 2-2 question?
Yeah, is he going to play or what?
Somebody's
got a really high pick.
Somebody's got to make up that Van Jefferson production. He's hurt.
Oh, so you think because he's like this tall?
It's what you can go combo with he and Ben Skoranek.
Okay,
if you're going to run it, big guy, put him in there.
What
he's
do
play.
You think happens with OBJ
if he gets when he gets healthy?
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of teams after him. Who's going to pay? Who can
right.
pay? I'm sure he wants to come back here. And I agree, at some point, maybe Madden gets a facelift with Sean McVay. I could see that happening, the video game route, at some point.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's young. He's energetic. He's like Gruden 2.0, but more fun. Put him in the booth, find another team. Who knows? I could see that happening. But somebody's got to make up that production for Van Jefferson. Oh, that's going to be very, very important.
Now, so, he's gone for how long?
From what I hear, 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
So but it's a knee. So yeah. Coming back doesn't mean he's 100%. Remember how good Adam Thielen was, and then all of a sudden he got hurt, and yeah. So 6 weeks to get back, and then we'll see what he's got.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys got going today, huh? Screwing around?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah? I said, let's do a fun show today.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun show today. Fun show. I don't know. It's gonna. This is inspired by Steve Mason.
Mace, are you mad?
Why?
Are you mad at her?
I'm annoyed.
Annoyed.
I'm trying to get your face. You know, I'm trying to play poker.
You know, normally your friends support you in things. And they're like, hey, that was great. Congratulate. Good work. Something like that.
I mostly just make fun of Greg.
Now I realize I can critique you at all times. Are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to critique your show tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm
going to
be listening to your show all afternoon long.
Oh, God.
And then we'll see how you do, okay?
Okay.
You did this to yourself. Yeah. I know that, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Just trying to entertain the folks.
You were critical, so now I get to be critical. All right, coming up next for you, they're going to try to put together a good one. I'm sure it is. It's Shedano and Cappy time slot, and it is going to be Momo with DeMarco Farr. We're back tomorrow at 1 for an Effort Friday. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.